This episode of Enough, the Minimal Mac podcast, is brought to you by two sponsors. The first is SimpleNote. You might have heard of SimpleNote. It's a really simple way to keep notes and lists on all kinds of devices. It works with your iPhone, iPad, Android phone, and computer. And when you change a note on one device, it updates on all other devices as well. Everything stays in sync. It's wireless, automatic, and you can even work while offline. Head to simplenoteapp.com to create your free account. Listen to the end of this episode for our second sponsor, which is Capture.
Hey there, Mike.
Aloha.
Ah, ni hao.
I'm lost already.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, we're going all over the world.
Yes. You know, I'm starting in Asia and working my way back over to your side of things. So, yeah, cheerio. Cheers. I wanted to talk, of all things, about QuickTime.
Okay.
Because, so we mentioned on the How the Sausage, Podcast Sausage is Made episode about the fact that we use QuickTime for producing this podcast.
Yep.
And we did, I think during that episode, allude to the fact that QuickTime is one of these things that, like, people have on their Mac and they just don't even realize what it can do. They just don't even think about it, and they think, well, I have to go out and buy this other app to do this thing, and you really don't. And I was reminded of this once again. There's an app that recently came out. The developer, Drew Wilson, was kind enough to let me know about it.
He's a superb developer, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to see some amazing stuff on Dribbble, then... And I'll give you a link, Pat, so you haven't got to look for it. Drew Wilson is your man. Some of the stuff that guy's creating is just incredible.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, he's got a new app out called Screeny.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken a quick look at it. It looks like a great app.
It is. I reviewed it for MacGasm, and I really enjoyed it.
Terrific. Yeah. And I'll need the link to that
review
as well. All right. And we'll post these in the show notes. By the way, we always say this, post this in the show notes. Where are those show notes? Well, besides the ones that show up in the feed with the podcast, these are also posted at minimalmac.com/enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you go to minimalmac.com, just click on the podcast link, and that will take you there.
Because if you're listening in Instacast, best app ever. If you're not, then you need to go check out Instacast.
You're foolish.
Then it's all very simple for you, and you can just click away at the links. But if you're listening in iTunes, if you subscribe with iTunes, which again, I don't know why you're doing that after listening to my episode. We had an episode a few weeks ago where I was telling you how you need to live your non-syncing life. Because in iTunes, it shows up a bit weird. You've got the weird overlay, and the links are a bit funky. It does work, but not as great as Instacast does. So if you download Instacast and get the show notes there, I'll go to minimalmac.com/enough to get them.
Yeah. So everything we talk about, I provide links for anything that requires it. So that's where you go. In any case, I digress. Screeny. Let's talk about Screeny. Nice app. Well done. Bills itself as kind of the simplest screen recording app for the Mac ever. And as much as I like Drew, I got to take some umbrage with that because it's not. And the reason it's not is because while it's got a couple of features that QuickTime doesn't, QuickTime does screen recording. Out of the box. No additional software to buy or install. You launch QuickTime Player, and you go and choose New Screen Recording from the File menu.
Yep.
And you can record, do a nice quality screen recording. I've done at least one for Minimal Mac that way. I've done others for clients who it was easier to record how to do something in a video versus doing step by steps in an email or something like that. It was a lot easier to show than to tell. But that's just kind of one of the many things that the QuickTime is able to do. you know, we talked about the audio recording. You can record movies. So once again, every Mac shipped these days, or almost every Mac, you know, with a screen that is, you know, comes with a EyeSight camera built in. You can completely screen record with or capture video with QuickTime doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, many videos I've recorded for Practical Opacity and other places I've actually done just using that. And once it's one of those things where people have this on their Mac. They have no idea they can do these things with it. And
even,
no idea of some of the applications that they could use for using the stuff.
Yeah. Like it has some very, you know, it has some basic encoding support as well. Like, for example, you can, if you record an audio, then you can go to save as, and you can save it out as MP3 and stuff like that. So it's got a lot of features built in that the average Joe could just use. Like, for example, the episodes of the Hurley Bird that I do them in QuickTime, because it is the simplest, easiest way of getting a recording done on your Mac. And, you know, if it's just one guy or recording into a microphone, it's all you need, because the software that you're recording into, all it's doing is capturing your voice, and it's what you do on the other end with that which makes all of the difference. Like this show, I think this show sounds really good. And the same with 11 Minutes as well. We do that double, triple ending style that we've spoken about before. And it's, yeah, we just record straight into QuickTime, sync the files up, and we're done. Because it gives us the optimal quality for the most simple way of doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there are things you can use to extend even the capabilities of QuickTime and the video types it will handle and encode and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a utility called Parian, Perian. Are you familiar with Parian, Mike?
Never heard of it. I'm looking for it now.
Oh my gosh. Parian.org, Perian, sorry, .org. But basically Parian enables QuickTime application support, for all of this additional media. So it'll allow it to support AVI, DivX, FLV, MKV, GVI, VP6, and VFW, all of this stuff. Basically it extends the capability, encoding capabilities of QuickTime even further, so that you can, very easily say open up an MP3 and save it out as something else, or, you know, open up something else, open up an AVI and save it out as a MPEG-4, for instance.
Yeah, I need this.
Yeah, pretty sweet, eh?
Yeah. QuickTime is just so awesome. And it's so underrated by people.
Yeah. Well, and it's something that, you know, we as podcasters, myself as a Mac support professional, I use it all the time. I mean, I really do. And it's one of these things that comes in, pre-installed, built-in, part of the OS on every single Mac. And even I sometimes forget that it's there. Even I sometimes have been guilty of, you know, oh, new screen recording app. Ooh, let me go. Oh, wait a second. Now, all due respect to screening, it's got some features that you don't have in QuickTime.
Like my favorite feature of screening, which I speak about at length in my review, is the fact that you can select the area before recording that you want to record. So the what I give as my example is, if you're building an iPhone application and you've got it in Xcode and you've got it in simulation mode, you could just draw a box around the iPhone screen and do your recording that way. So when you're then putting it onto your website, you've not got to do any crazy cropping up, you know, in
yes,
whatever app that is you would use for that. You can, yes, just do it straight out and you record it, and that, it's just job done.
Right. And that's very useful. And that's something that previously I only knew to be available in fairly high-end screen recording apps. Where, for whatever reason, the name is escaping me, but there's
you've
one
got
that's like
I Show You HD,
Shouzu, exactly.
and apps yes. like that, which are very expensive in the App Store, because I was looking at them at the same time I was looking at Screeny. I mean, because I believe that Screeny uses QuickTime on the back end, because it's not the best quality video, but it's more than good enough for the price that you're paying.
Yeah, and for most people's needs, once again, if you are doing screencasts professionally for money or for your job, where quality, high quality matters, then it may make sense for you to spend $100 on a screen recording app. You know, especially if there are, you know, not just besides the high quality, but there are other compelling features there that are not available for out of QuickTime. If you are, as you, your example gave, an iOS developer, someone who needs to be able to just capture a part of the screen that you are recording and record that, then obviously it makes sense to spend the $15, I believe it's $14.95 or $14.99 in the App Store, on something like Screeny, that gives you just the feature that you need and nothing more. For everything else, you already have it. It's called QuickTime. It came on your Mac. Use it. So, I think, once again, that's just a lesson that I want to impart here. Really get to know the tools that come pre-installed and built in on your Mac. You will be amazed at the things that you find and the reasons that you may have for using them.
Yes, that's enough, baby.
It's what we believe in. So, well, that's going to do it for this episode for now. Thanks again, as always, for your time, Michael.
Thank you.
And if anyone has any questions, feedback, what have you, probably the best way for me these days is at Patrick Rhone on Twitter. That's PatrickRhone.
And I'm at iMike, iMyke.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. We'll talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This week's episode of Enough, the Minimal Mac podcast, was also brought to you by Capture. Capture is a simple iPhone app that does a whole lot. It's like a video record button for your iPhone home screen. We've all had moments of frustration waiting for the default camera app to initialize, only then to realize we're in the wrong mode and need to switch and wait for that initialization yet again. Capture solves that problem by being a dedicated video recording app. This is an app that Pat is a big fan of and has spoken about on Minimal Mac, as he loves to take videos of his fantastic family. Capture is only 99 cents and is available on the App Store. Go to skyballoonstudio.com/capture, that's skyballoonstudio.com/capture, for a download link and a cute video promo.